Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
She's here, you guys. Just like a soap opera with some drama. She's here. Eden McCoy is here next on Jace Reports.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I can dance that song. I love it. Oh, my God. It's the GH Report, you guys. It's Sunday. Where am I? Where have I been? What's going on?
We are back. The theme music.
It's like, you love it. Hi, it's the Geralso Report here. Oh, my God. It's me. You guys, like, oh my God, oh,
James got a new toy that he's.
I got a new toy. Oh my God, what is it? What is it?
I was like, I'm helping.
And now, we'll try it again. Hi, guys. It's your Hustle Report. See, we were off last week, and I just don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. Because of Easter. And I'm James Lott Jr., one of your hosts. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad you guys are in the chat room. You're here. With me, next to me, of course, is Lucretia Lyon.
Hey, guys. Since I'm Lucretia Lyon, you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
And across the table, because we have to keep each other separate from each other. Frank Moran.
Because of the sexual tension. Hey, everybody, I'm Frank Moran. You follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie.
And, of course, she is a volleyball tournament champion as of today, right? As of today?
Yes.
Yes, sure. Yes. But she plays Jocelyn Jacks. You guys know her from my interview I did with her not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And she's just a lovely human being.
Aw, thank you.
The real Eden McCoy.
Hi, everybody. Yay. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
See, there you go. Goodbye, damn. Oh. Damn. Damn. You guys, of course. And in our booth, of course, person's going to slap me later for my false one little start over here. It's Alexis Torres.
I would never hit you.
Unless I ask.
Ever.
Unless I ask.
Yes, no, of course.
Yeah, okay. Very good. And she's at A Torres 890, where all its Torres are sold.
Correct.
That's right. You guys, so we are on our Facebook page, of course, as the GH. I can't stop laughing because Frank's staring at me. We're trying to get to how many likes, Frank?
2,000.
And we're going to get there.
We're
going
to get there.
See, Eden believes.
We'll be dead before we get there.
We can't do it. We can get there.
She believes it. If she believes it, I believe it too. Yeah.
And as I say, guys, just like it, just to spite Frank. I mean, that reason.
Exactly, just to spite Frank. But follow us there. We have all kinds of goodies on there. Of course, go to iTunes and YouTube for General Hospital After Show. Go ahead and like us and rate us. If someone writes a comment on the General Hospital iTunes page, I may give a gift.
You may give the gift. All right.
I'm going to see if anybody does. If you do it, and next episode, come on, I might read your comment out loud and get a gift.
Oh. Yeah. I like it. There's a lot of mites and maybe.
It's a soap.
It's a soap opera.
Yeah, it's a little cliffhanger. Yeah. So, we'll see what you'll have. Mm-hmm. Go ahead there. Hello, everybody in the chat. We're so glad you guys are here with us. So, Ms. Eden, how are you today?
I couldn't be better.
But like you said, you just came from. Okay.
It's a little bit of a lie. I actually literally got ready in the car for this. Yeah. I got ready in the car.
I love it.
Nothing new, though.
Very LA.
I came just like straight from a beach volleyball tournament all the way in Huntington Beach. So I got ready in the car.
If you're not from LA, it's a long way away. That's in Orange County. And it's like, it's a ways to get here. We're in the valley. So we had to go through all of Los Angeles to get here. That's how she loves you guys. She came always through here, came here to see you guys.
I'm so excited.
It's kind of crazy. and so now, we were saying you were supposed to hear last time. There was a slight injury with someone, not you, with someone
not
else.
Not me.
It was delayed. Wasn't you. You're fine, as you can see. Right? She's fine. People are like, something wrong with them. It's not her. Not her at all. But I mean, so you love playing volleyball, right?
I
mean,
that's something you love. I love it so much. I mean, I basically live at the beach and I have like my entire life. So it's like, how can you not take advantage of the opportunity you have? And I've just been playing for years. So, I mean, I just love it. The sport is just so much fun and it's so convenient. Yeah. And it's, I mean, where else would you want to play a sport other than the beach? Like
in LA too, especially.
I know. It's amazing. California. I love it so much. Yeah.
Like, it keeps you in shape, of course. Gives you play outside. Right? Go outside and play if you can. It keeps things going, doesn't it? It helps you with your brain and your brain power, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's all, like 50% of the game is mental. So, I mean, it's just strategies where you're going to place the ball. Like, there's so much complexity behind the sport. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you can say it helps a lot.
I'm sure. Yeah. And as an actress, because you have to remember lines and stuff, I'm sure it helps with that.
Just like you have to remember plays and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it all ties in with each other. I'm pretty down routinely with the line memorization just because, I mean, I do it constantly. But it helps for presentations at school, reports at school. So there's a lot of advantages to that as well, yeah.
Someone's already asking, can Joss hate Sunny forever?
I would like to see that. You wouldn't believe like how many comments a day I get on poor Sunny. Oh my God.
Really?
Guys, it's not me personally. I love him. It's not me personally. Everybody makes like, oh my God. It's so constantly asked. No, I don't hate him at all. It's just my character. And my character has been going through like so much right now. Yes. And like to find out that Sunny is kind of behind it is not the best. So, I mean, I think if it was actually happening, any like hormonal teenager my age would have the right to kind of act like that. But obviously, I do not hate him in real life.
You like Bruce Bernard.
Whatsoever. I love Mo. Yeah, yes. Of course.
Well, the thing is, one of my favorite lines from you in the last month, you found out that Uncle Sonny had slept with Nell, you went, ew! I couldn't stop laughing. I watched that 2-3 times.
That is like, so gross.
It's like, oh my, yeah. I love that. I love that line. Such a teenager thing.
When I was reading this trip, like I laughed out loud. I was like, I cannot wait to say that. And I said it and like it was so hard to keep like an actual straight face like before they faded out. Like, and the whole crew was laughing too. It was fun.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
My
favorite it was fun.
Oh, I love that. And so you've been getting some more juicier parts of this because you are a part of this family, and it's actually your parents, and then of course your Uncle Sonny's like a parent.
Yeah,
you're in the middle of it all, kind of.
Yeah, and that's been a totally great experience. Like, this has been the most I think we've gotten to see of really the way that she's feeling in a very long time. So obviously I was so excited about that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's tied in with like everything. I mean, Uncle Sonny, who has been a fatherly figure to her, has kind of betrayed her in a way and then sent home her actual biological father, Jax, and like my mom is hurting because of Morgan. Yeah. You know, it's a soap opera. It's all tied back. I mean, it all comes back to me. Yeah.
I love it. And so when people do talk to you because of your character, and it's a good point, because we had Chloe on a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yay.
And she
was
great.
Her.
We love her, too. She was great.
I love her.
To come, to, you know, characters that are controversial and stuff, you work with a lot of them, actually, the characters.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you hear all kinds of stuff, don't you?
Oh, I get so much controversy for what I say. Like, there's, like 50% of people, like, call me, like, the biggest soap opera brat. And then others are like, no, we totally, like, get how she's feeling. It's so funny. I forgot where it was, but there was an article and it was like the top 4 brattiest soap opera children. And I was on it.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, no, but I mean, it was really funny for me to read. Like, I wasn't really offended at all.
Yeah,
like,
right, yeah.
I mean, I can't be offended. It's not even me as a person. But it was interesting to read all of the comments and opinions.
Do you guys think she's a brat, though? I think Christina's brattier than she is.
I never thought I was either.
Sure. Christina's way brattier than
you are. Yeah, Christina's horrible.
I never thought I was until recent events. But I think it's just because people feel like they have such a connection with Sunny. And just Sunny has, I mean, I've really been ripping hard on Sunny right now.
Don't worry, I get the same thing.
I mean, I guess it's really controversial for everybody because everybody has different opinions on what Sunny has, his actions have done recently. So,
people here are saying Joss has many reasons to hate Sunny a long time. I love the way Joss feels about Sunny. I need Jocelyn to rip him a new one. That's her father.
Yeah, and Grace said, we know Eden doesn't hate Mo and smiley face with a little heart, but Joss has many reasons to hate Sunny forever.
I kind of agree.
And that must be why I like Jocelyn so much, because I'm like, Sunny needs to be taken down a bit.
I really do feel like she has reasons to. I mean, really valid reasons. He's arrested, deported, like, can't come back into the country. It's like, what else like, how else am I supposed to react to that?
I thought it was really interesting. I don't know about you guys, Frank and Lucrecia. I don't know how you thought it. I thought it was interesting they went that direction with the whole ICE. And I was like, it's very timely in some way, of course. Yeah. That they deport. I forgot the text. Are you, like, not feeling it, Frank?
Ah, man.
Frank's rant. Rant one. Tell us.
Man, like, I don't. This storyline is just. Come on. Come on. What, like, what is, like, this pettiness of Sonny? And just the fact that how many times people have to, like, bring up, like, whether it be Jason, whether it be Carly, about how this is going to affect Jocelyn, that you're sending her father away, and he's just like, it's going to be fine, it's whatever. It's like, what? How would you react?
I know.
Get out of here.
They think about you kind of, but not really, right? When it comes to, well, I always feel like this is Sonny's M.O., isn't it? For him to be kind of hypocritical, kind of, and, like, just lash out. That's what he does, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's my thing, is I hope Carly never takes him back after all the crap he said to her and deporting Jax, who's Joss's father. I mean, it's like, dude.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
I'm sure people are calling her Brad Jax's her dad. Of course, she'd be upset Sonny's okay.
And everyone seems to agree that Christina is way braddier.
Yeah, I think she was way braddier. And I love, I mean, we've had Lexi on here, too. We love her. She's adorable. But she's way braddier than anybody. I mean, even Molly's even braddier a little bit than she is.
Because it got to the point where Carly was going to move back in with Sonny, even though, like, Jocelyn was not a fan of him at that point. No. And then everything came out about him sleeping with Nell. And then
the whole thing.
Yes.
I know, because I apologized to him once, but...
You did, yeah.
That's
there's so much more coming.
Oh, my God, so
you
exciting.
Don't. It's, yeah, things are not good between me and Sonny on the show now.
Which is a shame, because I did like you guys got along, and you caught up with Sonny, and it was like, it was fine. It's like, even though you were Jax's daughter, it was like, you separated for whatever reason. And now it's kind of ruined. He did go a little too far. I agree he went too far, but I thought it was just interesting that he went this direction as a storyline. Like, it's something, a different twist that you don't see very often.
Well, yeah, but it's also disappointing, too, because it was so great to have Jax on the canvas right now. And then, I mean, it's certainly because of giving his schedule and his
We know Ingo's going to stay off forever. We
oh, my God,
forever.
I love which, Ingo.
Which is so disappointing.
Is he great? So
much. We want him full time.
Yes.
I do, too. When I was reading it and how he was going to be deported, I was like, you just got back.
I know.
I'm so confused.
We always say, no one wants to feel like for you on the set. When we see him come on the screen, we get excited. It's like, we're happy.
Yeah,
he's here.
Me too.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Does he give you any surfing stuff or anything from Hawaii when he comes to see you? Comes on back?
Well, yeah. So we talk about beach volleyball actually constantly because he used to play it. And, you know, he's such a beachy person.
Yes.
So we just, I mean, we totally talk about that. Absolutely. He came and he actually gave me some of his. Swimsuit athletic wear stuff from Mahiku. Mahiku, his new brand.
Yeah.
So that was really nice of him. So that was a little personal connection that we had together.
Yeah, very nice.
So
Yeah, he's living in Hawaii, I think, full time, isn't he? Right now.
Yeah, I think so. I think he got a little place here. And then, but he is living full time in Hawaii because that's where his family is.
And that's what's hard for us. Like we say, Frank, like we want to get invested because we see him come over, like, oh my God, he lightens up. I mean, every storyline he's perfect in.
I know.
That's a great actor. And then we know he's leaving, so.
I know.
So I guess supporting would be what else do you think you could have done, really, with him, do you think?
Just signed him on full contract to have him just be on the show at a regular basis.
I know.
That's what they could have done with him.
Jocelyn needs a father right now.
Exactly.
And I love Jax. I always pick him over Sonny. So I'm like, we need to have him here.
Oh, I love him so much.
It's a lot of blondness going on when the three
of us are
together.
It's a lot of blondness. When the three of us are on screen, it's like, is there any other hair color that exists?
Like, they have to change
the lighting. Very blonde.
And, like, the amount of, like, comments that I get on, like, how we can actually be biologically related and how much I look like even, like, Michael. And, like, when me and Michael are on screen. Yeah. Like, people are like, that is so scary.
It's funny. Even Lucas, we've had Ryan Carnes on here, too. He's another blonde one. I mean, you guys are all just like these blonde.
It's
you're
just
all
blonde. Kiki is blonde. Nell is dyed her hair blonde.
Yes.
She was walking on set the other day, and I was just like in the green room or something, and I had no idea who it was. Like, she went really blonde. I don't know if it's been on the show yet.
I think she's getting lighter.
She's gotten lighter, but she eventually will get.
Wow.
And so many people are changing their hair on the show. Like, she did it more blonde. Kiki... She posted. She cut it off.
Oh wow!
She not like totally, but like it's like up to like probably here now. So it's short. She went short with it.
Wow!
And I think somebody else did something, but I totally forgot. Yeah, but like everybody is
James,
changing
it,
which
I was
like.
Blonde once. I was blonde once long hair. So I did post those. The pictures are online. They are online. I had red hair, blonde hair. I've done it all back in the day.
It's dyed the goatee.
Dyed the goatee blonde. Yes. I could do that, or red or something. Yes.
I think blondes have more fun. I've had every hair color on the show.
You're darker,
I think. Yeah. Now my hair is red. It was blonde, it was blonde. It was a little darker, you know?
Everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Frosted tips.
Yeah. That's what you got to frost the guys. Frost them. Frost the babies.
So that leads into that storyline, just kind of, you know, it's this whole thing where it's like Carly is like now in the middle of this whole thing between Jax and Sunny. Now Jax is leaving, so now Sunny and her, I guess.
It's a Twilight situation. That's how I like to think of it. Are you Team Edward or Team Jacob? Like, it's the same thing. It's the same kind of, like, controversy.
And I feel
going
bad
on.
Because you can't be friends with Nell, really. I guess.
I know.
I guess
it's
you
so
can't.
Sad.
I know, you can't really. I mean, I guess you can't.
I mean, I'm not allowed to. Probably even if I wanted to. Like,
would Jocelyn want to still be friends with Nell?
I mean, I feel like she would. Like, she that episode aired where I had a scene with Michael and we were talking about it and yes. I was like, look, I still like her. Like, I get what she's done, but I still like her.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think Michael does too.
Yeah. And Michael does.
Yes, he does. And okay. I feel like if it was me in this situation, like, obviously I would feel, like, really hurt and betrayed. But, I mean, you still want to have some connection, I would assume. Like, I don't think she's totally over it at all. Like, I feel like she's still a little bit hurt.
Well, it's funny. I'm actually liking the fact that Carly is having to face her old self, so to speak, in Nell. It's like, even though whether it's warranted or not, it's still like she's facing kind of her old things that she did when she first came on.
Yeah, but what annoys me about that, though, is that she will admit, like, oh, you know, I did the same things I did. And yet, but she absolutely refuses to admit that Nell could change, like Carly did. Like, there's no way you'll ever change. Like, okay, Carly, so wait, you didn't change at all?
Yes. Yeah, and that's what's frustrating about this, because I wish Carly was a little bit more self-reflective, especially now that the Sunny Jack situation has come up yet again. And it's frustrating because it's such a good storyline, but Nell is actually way nicer than Carly was back then. I loved how evil Carly
she
was.
She is nicer,
like,
yeah.
She was pouring alcohol down AJ's throat. I mean, we're talking about crossing some serious lines.
That's very true. When Sarah Joy Brown played Carly, she did some really mean, she did some destructive stuff. Where Nell actually seems like she does have remorse because she was kind of, the twist is she was lied to.
Yeah.
So, okay, she was lied to. She believed what her father told her. I mean, I think it's legitimate on some level. But you have choices to make. Of course, you don't do bad things because you got bad things done to you. But, I mean, I see where she was coming from. Now she's like, I was all wrong. Like she said, I was all wrong.
Yeah.
That's why she didn't turn in Jack. That's why she didn't turn in Jackson. I thought it was very cool.
Oh, and then Sonny, though, that he comes over and he just records a conversation. Oh, yes. Dante, I just realized. You're such a jerk, Sonny. You're such a jerk.
And even Dante's like, seriously?
Dante looks at him like, are you serious?
One storyline, I'm going to go back a little bit just because you weren't here last time. People were bringing it up in the chat room. They loved your conversation, your scenes with Jax over Lady Jane. Because in real life, Barbara Tombaugh Law died in real life.
I know. It was, the whole set was sad that day. Like, especially when we were filming that.
Yeah.
Like, that was just because it's so sadly ironic. And it's just like, it's so that was pretty much not even acting right there.
Oh, wow.
Like, what you were saying. Because, I mean, she was Jax's mother. And, I mean, how could he not be like so hurt? But I feel like it was such an honor for her that we dedicated something that obviously the fans like felt really deeply connected with on the show. So I thought that was really
because we didn't know when we were going to do anything about it because we knew she died last year.
Yeah,
it was late last year. I can't remember.
Yeah,
and so you never know when they're going to do something like that. And I thought it was very interesting that his return back. We're happy to see him, but it's also a sad.
I know.
Thing. Yeah. To tell you. And like you said, you just lost your brother not too long ago. It's just kind of like, hello.
I know. If that was me, I'm an only child, but if that was me, I would have still not been as happy as I think I was. Yeah. Like, I know that Jocelyn is far from happy right now, but, like, I feel like I would still just be, like, so depressed and, like, locked up in my
room. Is it hard to watch Ingo cry while you're trying to, because he started to cry?
Yes. It's very, very sad, and I do not enjoy it whatsoever. And same with Carly.
Oh,
same with any of them. Same with Nell. Like, I just can't stand it. People are like, how do you cry so much? And I'm like, how can you not cry when those people are crying around you?
God,
like,
I know. They're pros.
It's so bad.
Carly, Laura Wright can do a tear in the eyes like nobody's business.
I know.
I mean, she's so... I love her so much. I praise her all the time on here, but I just think she's just, oh my God, she's so good.
She's so
good. I don't know how you act against them, because they're so good.
They're so good.
Here, Jocelyn, for Jocelyn, who do you think Jocelyn is closest to in terms of the siblings?
In siblings?
Yes. And I guess I'd even include like Christina and I like to extend it to as well.
I mean, I would have to say Michael, probably. Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had the most scenes together, we've seen the most together. And, I mean, especially the loss of Morgan would tie them closer, I think. So, I mean, I would have to say Michael, probably.
And Michael's such a good big brother on this show. That's what I like. He takes care of you and Morgan.
I know. He's such a good big brother. He's such a good
brother. Yes, he has a good brother. But he's too nice. So, that's, of course. They have to have a nice guy on the show, of course. And he's already, you know, him and Nell are already looking at each other. It's like...
There has to be some kind of contrast with him and Sunny now. Yes, sir.
I thought it was interesting, the dynamic when Michael was reading Sunny the Riot Act, as opposed to Jason kind of reading it. Because he was really irritated about Michael doing it, because he wouldn't back down. But with Jason, he was like, geez, all right. He was a little bit more open to hearing what Jason had to say. So but I guess it's also like your son telling you what's up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I guess you're not.
You don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me. I'm the one in charge.
He ignores Dante all the time.
All the time. But yeah, I've got to tell you, I've just been loving Dante recently. Outside of his Lulu storylines, I like him a lot. I laugh because I think he's Dominic is such a great actor, and so I'm glad we're seeing him be involved in his Corinto storyline stuff, and just like the pills and all that, and how he talks. And he really cares about Sonny. You really see it, how far they've come from when he shot him to now. They're really close. He said, "I love you." One episode, he hugged him and said, "I love you." I was like, "Oh, okay, that's kind of nice." I think he's like,
"Great." Until the next time there's another mob related thing going down, and then he's like, "You know, I'm gonna have to bring you in." You realize that, don't you? Got it. Okay, got it.
That's when I love Dante, is when he's handcuffing his dad.
These guys are mean. I'm like Shady Sunday. I love it. I'm not as shady like that.
I'm shady.
I have shade for friends. Don't worry about that. But I'm not shady about them so much. But yeah, Dante is. I think I like that he's part of the storyline, and he's right. Sunday's gonna find out about those pills. He's gonna find out. Ava is sweating in her boots.
Now, is that something that reunites Sunny and Carly?
It better not. It's already a bad story. Like, just to me, like, I love how it's like, okay, Morgan was in that situation because of his parents' bad life choices that then turned into his bad life choices. But let's blame it all on the Jerome women, okay?
Right, exactly.
That's really how they've written it. It's like, nope, they're going to get a free pass, no blame whatsoever. Ava and Morgan, it's all about the Jerome ladies, because for some reason it's just easier to blame them.
But see, I'm the opposite. I'm gonna be the devil's advocate, of course, because I'm the opposite of this. I just feel like there's no one else really for Carly and Sunny. They have to get back together. They have to. They know each other, so they're both damaged, and they just have to.
Oh, Jax.
If Ingo could come on for a regular full contract, I'd go for that.
Jax.
Yeah.
I want Jax.
I love
Mo.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, just as the characters, like you, how can you? Oh my God, it's so exhausting. Like, I don't know how they're still in a relationship. I don't know how they can get back together.
I agree.
I'm full on Jax. Like,
no, I would go for them too, but since he's not going to be on, I mean, they shouldn't go to anybody else at this point. I mean, at this point, they should just go back together and just be.
They should be single for a while. Have they ever been single on the show for that long? Like, ever since they came in?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Folks online, maybe I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm trying to
think. Because Sonny's always dating somebody, isn't he? Because he did Olivia for a while, and Kate and Connie. And I guess he was never single, was he?
Yeah, and he had that lawyer, Claire, in between there.
Yeah, Carly? Like, who's Carly dating?
Johnny Sicara at one point, and
Maybe she's been single a little bit, maybe. Has she, maybe?
I think Carly's been single more than Sonny, but still never for very long.
They're all heck, Eden and I agree.
I feel like they couldn't get together, though, until Jax was able to come back into the country. Because I feel like as long as he's not able to come back, why would Carly forgive Sonny and want to be with him again for the guy that got rid of Justin's father?
Yeah, that's a bad one, but I just feel like they've done worse for each other.
That's one bad one.
It's a bad one, but they've done worse for each other. I'm like, they shot each other and things like things have gone on.
But how do you sell that to Jocelyn? Like, saying, like, hey, Jocelyn, guess what?
We're going to get back together. We are the parents, and we're going to do whatever we want.
Oh, come on.
So sad. So sad.
That's what parents do. I say what goes. My daughters don't listen to me at all, but that's fine. I love you guys anyway. but anyways, no, but no, I don't know. I just feel like on some level, because somebody said because they're both trash. That's funny. but it's like they both know. They both have gone back and forth for years, and I feel like just that's almost because there is no other. No Jack's on the show, and there's no Connie or whatever. They should just be together and just work it out.
Well, because they did build it up so much, like this is the last time, this is it. Marriage number six is going to stick, and then
I was angry at first too, but I start thinking in the long run, I'm thinking it's Sonny and Carly. I mean, this is kind of it's Carson. Because unlike Jason, where Jason has lots of choices. He has all those women circling around him. You got Robin over here, and you got Liz over there, and you got Sam over here, and then you got even Carly.
Robin moved on to a much better man.
But I'm saying it's funny that I can see him with multiple different women, of course, and some end games. But I feel like with Carson, I think that they're it. Since there's no Jax.
I love people mentioning Brenda. It's like the only thing worse than Sonny and Carly together.
Yeah, I don't want Brenda either. I'm still bitter about that because it messed up Jarlie, even though they're still friends. Well, the thing about Jax, he's friends with his exes. He's friends with Alexis. He's friends with our many friends.
Because he's a good person. Yeah. Cause
your daddy's a good person. Your TV daddy's a good person.
Yeah, so like, so how much do you feel Jocelyn knows about Carly's past?
Oh, good question.
I feel like not a lot. I feel like she would shelter Jocelyn from it because she feels, I mean, that Jocelyn is so similar anyways that she wouldn't want her to make the same mistakes. I feel like, just from like little things that I say as Jocelyn, like fans will tie it back to like a certain point when Carly said the same thing. So I feel like Carly would be uncomfortable.
Because especially with, and I know this from the mothers of my children, mothers and daughters is a whole different thing. You don't want your daughters knowing everything you did.
Yeah.
You don't want that to happen. You want to know your business. I'm like, because it's a daughter, so you don't want them going through what you went through or trying what you tried. Well, you don't want that. It's way different than father and son. It's way different, I think. So, or father and daughter and mother. It's a whole different thing. I think she would shelter you also from that.
Yeah,
tell you everything.
I feel like she would definitely shelter me.
But I just wonder how much of that is online, because you think about, like, you know, how they write these Port Charles little, like, news stories stuff. Like, you could probably just go Google Carly one day and then realize, like, that'd be a funny story.
That would be a fun story, actually. You know, that would be kind of crazy. But then everybody in your life has done something basically you don't know about probably, so you wouldn't even,
Except Jax is pretty, mostly a good guy.
Well, I guess he is. Okay, no, Jax is pretty, yes.
Yeah.
But I guess Christina's had scandal, Michael's had scandal, or things happened to him. I mean, obviously, Morgan's dead. And I guess you don't see me on iTunes. I'm doing air quotes. Morgan's dead. Yeah. I have my own thoughts about that. Yeah, but I was saying anything, of course. What's most sort of nice happened this week?
Well, we also probably the other big one is the mystery behind the Tracy's painting.
Is that Tracy's sister, half sister?
I hope not. I don't know. I'm not crazy about this character. I'm just not. I'm not really buying her story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else get that vibe?
I could buy the story, but I also I'm really feel like they're really trying to steer it towards, like, she could be a half-sister.
Yeah.
Like, we already went down that...
Tracy said, I don't want her to be my sister.
We already went down that road with the Ward family. So, I mean, I don't know if that's, like, a nod back to that, but...
I would rather just see the Wards again than have this. Yes. Yeah.
And I don't know what the plan is. Like, she would stay around while Tracy left, and then we have her just, like, integrating into the Quartermain family.
We had Quartermains all week, so that was kind of fun. And I remember when she asked about her daughters. It was kind of cool. They didn't say the names, but, you know, Dawn and Emily, but... Mm-hmm. She's like, "Do you have daughters?" And she's like, "Yeah, I did." Mm-hmm. Like, oh, sad. Yeah. But we saw Quartermains all week.
Well, it was the whole, as they get together to do this, celebrate Ned and Olivia's engagement. But then also they've got this painting there that Tracy wants to unveil as well. But the way, I feel like Monica was such a pill about this.
She was. Like, what was she all angry about it for? I'm like, hello.
Constantly, the whole time, why is this in here? Get it out. This is my house. It's my house. Like, man, I thought they kind of came to a better understanding and a relationship.
Well, they did again later, I guess. Maybe she's just cranky.
She was so cranky.
Yeah, it made no sense. Why is Monica so cranky? Because her and Tracy were pretty good. And it's like, it's just a painting. And it turned out to be really nice.
And then she ended up liking it. Yeah. Of course. I mean, I for me, any scenes that have more, you know, Monica, more Tracy, because we know Tracy's leaving. Jenny and Liz leaving. Anything with, Olivia, Ned, and Dylan, all of them together makes me happy. This made me happy this week. I was like, oh, there's some Quartermain stuff going on.
Even Lord Larry Ashton, you guys enjoyed that.
I'm not feeling this actor for this role. I'm sorry. Just not feeling it.
I feel like the way that they ended here, like, I feel like it's going to be a long time before we see him again.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, I'm good with.
But again, I know it's all ushering out Jane Elliott's story. And we love Jane. We're sad. We're sad she's leaving.
Yeah, and I love that little bit with her and Olivia. It's like Tracy being, you know, just being Tracy. And Olivia's like, no, that's just how she is. I'm okay with it. And I like that. Yeah.
And Tracy's talking to Finn. I love they brought them back around again. I was hoping they would bring him back around again. Because her and Michael Easton just have such great chemistry.
Yeah.
And it was nice to see those scenes not have to deal about his, Finn's addiction.
Yeah.
It could just be him as just a sounding board and somebody, like, on the other side giving better advice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Instead of just, you know, being defensive and like, oh, I don't have a problem. I don't need help. Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've already been that.
Someone asked, do you know that your mom slept with Jason?
Oh. Do I know?
Yeah, does Jocelyn know? I wonder. Oh. I don't think she does.
I'm sure weird. She doesn't.
Yeah, yeah, like, Jocelyn, what would you tell her?
Here are the people I slept with, Jocelyn.
I definitely say no.
But I was thinking, there's no, because they didn't have a baby together. I guess you were young, so I guess nothing would come out for you to, like, have to even think about that, I guess.
Yeah. I think she's pretty, like, she doesn't really concentrate.
Your old betrayer loved corn. It was all corn thing.
Oh,
the whole corn thing. So you weren't even busy with it. Yes, the corn and the children of the corn.
I'm pretty sure that's over now.
Yeah. So they weren't even thinking about. You weren't thinking about Jason and her and Carly and all them. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, they want Hayden to be a Quartermain.
I would like that.
It's too late now.
Yeah.
She's a Weber.
Yeah.
Now, I'll be curious to see where this story, how they exit it, because I do like. Do you think it's a tease where she's never been happier than when she's been with Luke? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that is just like a little?
Well, he's coming back.
I mean, they already said I saw some of her digests that he's coming back to the set. We don't know how or what or why.
Well, if that's the case, then it's got to be the two of them going off in the sunset together. Because otherwise, why?
Yeah, yeah, I hope so. I think it'd be nice to see Anthony Geary again.
And I feel like this would be an actor, whether her or Jeannie Francis, he would come out of retirement to do something.
Yeah,
that
I think
could
so
send
too.
Up for.
Our girl Simran, she's like, oh my God, is that Eden? But no, well, is that Josh? Hey, Eden.
Yes,
it's her. Which just came on. Okay, she's one of our regulars.
Yeah.
But I just saw. I looked down. And she's like, oh my God. Oh wow. I think Tony Geary would come back for her. I think he would come back to Esther.
I loved that relationship too. It was like, you know, such a mature but at the same time fun relationship for Luke and for Tracy.
Yeah.
And it was always a good time. That was the thing. So if this is Tracy's end game, I'm all for it. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, do you ever want to play the more quirky child of the corn, Joss?
I mean, I would definitely be fun. I mean, it would be really fun.
Ready for a corn costume?
Dress up in a corn costume. I just don't see it anymore.
Yeah,
like where with they've led this character. Like, I wouldn't necessarily have a problem with it. I just feel like it doesn't really fit, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they're gonna start you having art therapy with Franco and Jay.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
And actually, I'm just curious, like, what is your working relationship like with Carly? Or Laura Wright.
With Laura?
Laura.
Oh,
yes.
Laura's great. Oh, you know, since I've had, like, so much more emotional stuff and, like, serious scenes, like, she's just always been there for advice and, like, even, like, with camera help and, like, pauses for, like, you know, dramatic effect and just, like, things like that because she's just such a soap opera legend. So it's, like, who else would you want to have, like, give you advice? So she's obviously so helpful and so has everybody, really. I mean,
what's her secret for crying so well?
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, after playing a character for that long, like, the things that actually happen, like, I feel like some of it actually happens to you. So I feel like it's just, like, probably such a natural way to react. Like, if she feels like, I think if she feels like anything is forced, like, her crying is forced or anything like that, like, she just won't do it. She's very, she takes things very natural. You know, I've seen her, like, even cut some stuff in the script, like, in front of the director, like when we're rehearsing and stuff, she's like, I don't like that. Like, she's very, which is good. Like, she's very specific about like where she wants to be. And yeah, I mean, she's such a legend.
She's a legend.
Yeah.
I mean, she is. I mean, she just, mm-hmm. I mean, you're working with legends. I mean, like Maurice Bernard.
I know.
And Jackie Zeman plays her grandmother.
Yes.
It's about red. She's a redhead. There's no blonde there. She's
red. I love her so much. Yeah. She's so much fun.
I'm happy to see her more and more too as she comes on.
Yeah.
Her fights with Nell are the best.
Oh, yeah. Her and Nellie. Her and Chloe just work it out. Really. Oh. I love it.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that.
They're fun. They're fun. Because, I mean, she's reminding her of kind of, you know, Bobby had her own, your grandma had her own past tea back in the day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And she's not apologetic about it. She's like, yeah, I was a hooker.
Yeah. So Josh Balfe knows that grandma was a hooker since
I would assume
so much.
that would be something.
Yeah, that was something.
I think that would be something. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of disturbing to know. But like, I feel like that would be something that would make sense for her to know.
Yeah.
Like, rather than who Carly slept with.
That's like a long list.
That conversation when I first get brought up, you know, grandmother was a hooker. Like, right. When is that brought up?
And your great aunt Ruby got her into the business. Yeah. So it's a whole thing. It's like, so your whole family's all about that. And Luke was like watching the brothel or whatever. So it was a whole thing. Yeah.
Well, my grandma was a burlesque dancer, and it does eventually come up.
Oh,
my dad's mother.
How old were you when you found out, though?
I was probably like, I didn't really know that that was sort of the same thing as a stripper, but I remember my dad saying it. We were probably like 5 or 6. But it's like, we're like a dancer because we found a cool picture and we're like, oh, this looks, you know, like one of those old timey photo things at Six Flags. But
that is hilarious.
Yeah. But he's like, no, that was real.
Oh, my God.
People really want Josh to unleash her anger at Carson. It's so funny.
Oh, fun.
They want to bring back Alcazar. For Carly.
Really?
I loved Lorenzo.
Me too. I like Lorenzo. I don't know for Carly, but I did like him.
And Ted King can actually come back now because he was tied up with the Prospect Park stuff.
Yes, he was.
Because they'd mentioned him on One Life to Live.
We should see. We should see what you interact with Ted King on the show. We see what Jocelyn and Lorenzo would, how they react.
Well, what? Because they say they want to let Jocelyn unleash on Carson. Well, I can understand what they want to do about Sunny, but what would they want to have her unleash on Carly?
I know. Josh would know Bobby was a hooker because it would have been told to explain Bobby and Carly's history and Carly's history with Frank. I guess.
I can kind of see that.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Because Bobby gave up the baby. Oh, yeah, gave up Carly to the Bensons. So give me a second, folks. And then, Frank left Virginia behind with her. Okay, that's right.
But I feel like you could just tell it that way. And you never, the word hooker, my
birth mother was a hooker.
Yes.
She gave up for me. Well, she could, I don't know. That's kind of a... Is Ian excited for her first nurse's ball?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I last time I was on set, I got to try on all of the gowns that they assigned to me. Because I have my own closet, Jocelyn closet. And those are just my clothes, whether I've already worn them or am going to wear them in future episodes. And Sean, who is, my wardrobe person, he goes everywhere and he got me the most stunning gowns. Full-on gown, central.
Wow.
It was so nice. It was amazing.
We're going to have Sonia Eddy on here May 14th, I think it is. And she plays Epiphany, of course. And she does Nurses Ball every year.
Yeah.
So she'll be on here. So you guys, I don't know if I made that announcement a while back or not, but she's going to be on here. So we can close to Nurses Ball. So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Nurses Ball. You know,
that
drives
me crazy.
Red carpet. You ready for that red carpet, aren't you?
I feel like that the fact that they have a live telecast in this small town about this, they treat it like it's the Oscars. I'm like, I do not understand this.
You'll see Phyllis's boyfriend.
Oh, great.
He'll do the Donnie. He'll do the name check.
We'll find out.
They should make us red carpet reporters.
Oh, my God. They should make us. We told we don't. We know what to do already.
Yeah.
We're still doing it.
It's like, I do that.
We do it for a living.
It would be the two of you really sighing at me constantly. Why are we talking about this? Who cares?
We should at least make a fake skit of us.
Exactly. So we talk, oh my God, totally shit. That's so funny. But yeah, so has it been long hours? We can't. Don't tell us anything, of course, about the first one. The way you see, but has it been long hours or?
So we're filming for the Nurses Ball next week.
Okay.
Well, yeah, basically starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's all next week. I can't say much about it.
Don't
but
say anything.
I do play a part in the performance area.
Mm.
So I am performing something.
Okay, guys.
So that's fun. And that I haven't totally had rehearsals for exactly, but I have performed it beforehand.
Okay.
I can't see this makes
saying,
no sense.
Okay, but,
I can't
no,
say
but here's,
much,
here's
but.
My question though. So my question is actually, is it because of your age, can you only work so many hours? How does that work for you? I know for younger kids it's different.
I don't really know exactly the law. I mean, I think the most hours I've probably worked in a day was maybe at most 7,
okay.
maybe. Yeah. But that's in one day. So
one
it
day.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah.
But Yeah, that's probably the most. Just because, you know, hair and makeup takes a while. Right. I have a lot of hair.
Yes,
and my hair,
hair
is not naturally straight.
Oh, it is.
And they like it straight on the show. Like, full on straight. So they, I have like five people straightening it at a time.
Wow.
So, and they do the same thing with with Laura. Because, you know, she has the crazy curls. Like, she has curly hair.
Yeah, yeah.
So she comes in every morning, and they have to wetten it and then blow it dry and straighten it. And it's like a whole different person.
Oh, my God.
She hates it. She hates her straight hair. She loves her crazy
curly hair. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she, I mean, it's a process.
Is your hair thick?
It's thick.
It looks thick.
Yeah,
it looks thick.
It's
thick.
Really thick.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. That's crazy. So if you let your hair go, it would just start being curly.
Yeah. And it's been a lot more curly lately.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. It's really. It's not so much curls, but it's big.
Okay.
There are some curls in it. It's not totally.
Yeah,
curly,
a little bit in there. I see a little bit in there.
How soon did you know that they approached you and said, "Hey, Nurse Bell's coming up, and we'd like you to have a part in it"?
My manager officially called me a month and a half ago.
That's cool.
Oh, okay. Maybe even a month. I don't know. It was pretty soon.
Okay.
Like, there were rumors about it going around, like, after I performed at Morgan's funeral and I sang Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Frank kind of, like, gave me a heads up that I would be going.
Yeah.
But I was, like, officially, they, like, told me the schedule and stuff, like, a month and a half ago, probably a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to open the phone lines. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get some phone calls in here. We'll do whatever we want today.
Oh, yeah.
We're back.
Mm-hmm. We tried phone calling last time.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
It didn't work.
Now you got a chance to actually, you can talk to her now. So, let's set that all up for us and get that going.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the last couple of things? Did we miss anything that's going on?
You know, why don't we talk about this whole thing with Finn and Brad? Like, man, I mean, it's great to have Brad on the show more, but man, it's just like without having Lucas there, it just seems so weird.
It's like we got approved for a house just a couple weeks ago. Oh my God, I'm like, you're not showing us anything.
Yeah, it's just kind of frustrating. And I know it's because Ryan Carnes is busy, and I just don't like that when we have Brad, like, we just sort of have him being nefarious. I'm like, Brad kind of grew out of that when he met Lucas. Like,
yeah, he did.
Let's not, like, dial him back. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have the nice Brad, even though Lucas is not on screen.
Brad, because even during their vows, they were very open and honest with each other. And it's like, you know, I will try my best to be the person you want me to be, but you know, I may mess up. But so it'd be great to have Lucas on there as well to have him be like, whoa, you gotta dial it down there, Brad. Stop harassing this guy.
Yes. Now I will say another storyline that I did want to bring up really quick that I'm liking right now is this whole Jake thing. I think that he's recognizing old Jason.
I think so too.
And is that creeping him out?
Yes, I think so.
that his dad's got a new face.
Look at the preview for next week or this week.
Yeah, where he says
I'm like, I think there's something going on there. Someone thinks it might be Valentine's old face. I think it's too far. I think he got his surgery done a long time ago.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's Jason. I think they're going to do something with that.
Or do you think that they're going to do that old soap opera like they did it with Days, where it's like Jason is still really there?
Yes. Okay. I think it's like something. I just have this prediction thing, because I have no idea. The phone lines are 424-253-0749, so you can do that. But I just have a feeling. I'm liking the storyline. I'm liking it. Oh, we got a call.
All right, ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. Hi, you're calling in live for the GH Report. Say your name and where you're from.
Hello, this is Mike from Hollywood.
Hi, Mike from Hollywood.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You have Miss Eden here for you. What would you like to say?
Oh, I would like to say that, Eden, I love you as a younger actor on the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
My favorite line last week was when you said, "Sonny is horrible."
I know. I had some guilty pleasure in enjoying Sonny as well.
Yes, I don't think your character's a brat at all. Yeah. I mean, compared to most soap opera kids, you are not a brat.
Thank you.
We agree.
Thank you. I agree with you. I think that she has, like, reasons for lashing out in the way she does. I don't know. I feel like some people just really, really are in love with Sonny.
Yes.
So to see that being said.
Yeah, they are. I really like Sonny. Like, I wanted to call in a couple weeks ago and throw some shade at Lucretia, like, why am I going after Sonny so bad? But then, this week, when he had Jack's deported. I was like, you know what, Lucretia, when you're right, you're right.
Thank you, Mike. I never get tired of hearing that.
I think he went too far. Yeah, we all think he went too far.
Right. I really like Sonny.
Yeah.
Wait, remember Wheelchair Sonny?
Yeah, yes. I liked Wheelchair Sonny.
Wheelchair Sonny was great.
Yeah.
Wheelchair Sonny.
He was good. We liked him when he was doing that. He gave out wisdom. Yes. He was good. We liked him.
I remember.
Oh, yeah, but Jocelyn, your dad is not so innocent either. Oh. I know. He did once try to steal somebody's baby. Nobody ever remembers that.
Oh. That's right.
Yeah, okay. Spencer,
that's right. Because of Courtney,
but
that whole thing. That's right.
He was distraught. Okay, he brought him back.
Whatever. You don't get that.
I forgot about that, actually. That's right. Because I didn't like Courtney, so I forgot about that.
Yeah,
and
Courtney
Carly
is
helped him. That's
Carly, she did.
Carly makes everybody low down.
She did. That's right. She did. Because Nicholas, I remember that.
She brings it out of people. Like, even when Nell came to town, I feel like Nell was turning good. But the more she got around Carly, she was like, I just can't resist this to be low down.
That's hilarious. Oh, that's true. But that's hilarious. That's hilarious, though. That's so funny. Oh, my God, Mike.
And I want to ask Eden, do you have any scenes with, like, the other kids on the show, like Jake or
I have no
Brooklyn Ray, any of those?
I have no scenes with any other children.
We were talking about that off camera, actually.
Yeah, they have you only around adults. I never see you with the other kids.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I've never been with another child.
Because there's not anybody on the campus that's around your age.
There's nobody her age right now on the show.
There's nobody my age around.
I feel like it's because the show is running on two different timelines.
Yeah.
Because you're basically almost a teenager, and at one point, I remember maybe a couple years ago, you were dating Cameron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No, they definitely aged the character.
They need to age Cameron. They need to age Cameron.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still like 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they aged me, too.
Yeah.
I feel like from the other girl. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But you're right. They need to age Cameron, I think. And then she'd have somebody at least on her age level.
But I am loving this storyline with Jake. I mean, I hope that this is bringing back Steve Burden. I hope that this is a storyline to bring him back.
You know, for me, I said it before, I'll take some Jake Doe and Billy Malik be Jake Doe and have Jason come back as Steve Burden. I'm all down for that.
Both of them,
I will too. I mean, James, you watch Days of Our Lives, John Black.
Yeah, John Black and Roman Brady. They had two Romans for a while.
Right.
And
I really get that Jake is really scared. That's why I just hope this storyline turns out to be that way.
Yes. I'm liking the storyline now. I'm liking the direction they're going. I'm always happy for a mysterious cast line story. I'm a sucker. Mysterious cast line story, I'm always a sucker.
Yeah, but say it doesn't turn out to be the Steve Burton thing.
What? Yes, Mike?
Tracy was horrible to me last week.
Tracy?
Yeah, I mean, she just was coming off really horrible.
Oh, okay. I didn't think she did. We thought Monica was.
No, Monica was horrible too. But I mean, Tracy, the way she was acting, it was like somebody is on the run and the kid's about to be taken from them and she still won't help them.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a painting. Okay, we get it.
It means a lot to her. It's her daddy.
Oh.
And there's conveniently a lot of, like, excuses that she could give that, I mean, held up as, like, well, I can't just give this back to her because we declared it. So, conveniently, she had plenty of excuses to kind of cover herself.
I get it.
Yeah, it worked.
It worked. Mike's not working.
All right.
Well, thanks, Mike, for calling in, as always.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right.
So we'll get some calls were coming through, so some more will come in.
I will say the one that just to jump back from Brad for 1 second. So we've got good old Dr. Hottie watching, being like Finn's supervisor. Yes. But yet when they get the urine sample, as much as Brad is complaining and such a sneaky snake, that he lets him just walk away with it. I'm like, what are you doing? Why were you going to let this guy just walk away with the sample? It can't be any good coming out of that.
I just love Frank. You called him Dr. Hottie.
You did.
Dr. Hottie.
Yeah, no call.
That was just funny for you to say.
Dr. Hottie McPriest or whatever you call him.
Dr. Hot Priest.
Hot Priest. Yeah, you got another call.
This is a Kelly from PTI moment.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get Kelly on here.
All right. You were calling into the GH report. Say your name and where you're from.
Hello. This is Mike Riley from New York.
All the mics are calling you. Yeah. Eden, you tracked all the mics.
I guess I did.
This was New York. Hi, Mike Riley. How are you?
I'm quite well. I was not expecting our guest to be rebooked so soon. I'm thrilled to be calling in.
Yeah, we worked it out. That's how we do. Eden's our buddy. That's how we work it out. So now you got Miss Eden for you. What do you like to say?
Well, I must say that I'm so happy to see Josh back on screen as often as we are seeing her, and I hope this will continue to be an ongoing thing, because for me, the relationship between the siblings is actually more interesting than the relationship between Sunny and Carly for me.
Interesting. So, okay.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see Jocelyn back. I love her interactions with Michael. You guys really do seem like real brother and sister. You know, I miss having Brian Craig on, because I thought the chemistry between the three of you was great.
Yeah.
I would love to see some more interplay between Joss and Christina and the Davis's girls, because even though they're not sisters, I feel like because Sunny's that connecting factor, you guys sort of were raised as siblings. Mm-hmm. So I just hope to see more of you, because I think you're doing a terrific job.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I definitely enjoy my scenes with the siblings as much as you do, like, for sure. My scenes with Michael are always great. I get that we look like siblings much. Yes. So it's great that you're saying that you are not the only one. So, yeah, I know,
and
I would love to have
scenes with them. It's not just that you look alike. I mean, the way you interact on screen is so natural.
Yeah.
And you feel like siblings to me.
Thank you.
Very natural. Yeah. Do you miss Brian Craig?
I do.
I'm asking her too. Both of you guys. Let's say something.
I can't see what you're talking to. Go ahead.
Well, I'm playing off your questions, like, saying, because like she did. Well, she was great with Brian Craig too, like you said. She was really great with them. So
I mean, obviously, whenever somebody leaves, we would be very sad. I didn't have as much scenes with him as I did with Michael, so it wasn't as drastic as if, like, Michael left, per se, because you and me do a lot more with him, and I interact a lot more with him, but Brian was always so nice and supportive, so obviously, it was very sad to watch him leave.
Yeah. Understood. And like you, I am Team Jax all the way, so I can go back on permanently. I love Maurice. I hate the character of Sunny, but Ingo is like a knight in shining armor every time he's on.
I know. I love him so much. I totally agree.
I love it.
All right, well, I'll let other callers call in. It was nice getting through, you guys. I haven't spoken to you in so long.
I know. Okay. It's like Happy New Year. Just kidding. Thanks for calling in. We'll see you next time.
Yep. Yep.
Bye.
Have a good night, everyone.
We have another call.
Hello, you're calling into the GH report. Say your name and where you're from.
Hi, it's Simran from Florida.
It's Simran. She's the one who said, wow, it's Eden. Or it says Josh.
Yeah, well, I dropped in late. I was watching PSA Love You because I'm in a mood, I guess. But.
Oh, my God, I love that movie. Like, one of my favorites.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, and Gerard, he makes me cry. Anyway.
And Jeffrey Dean.
Hi, Eden. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing? Thank you so much for calling.
Of course. I tried to call in last time you were on the show as well, because I wanted, you know, to talk to you and stuff. So two real quick questions. One, I kind of mentioned it in the chat, and I'm sorry if somebody has already asked this previously, but I really like when different characters get to interact with, you know, different characters on a show that they usually wouldn't.
Yeah.
And that's something that's very interesting, because you kind of get to see, you know, what chemistry one actor has with someone else. So who do you want to interact with that you haven't yet, and what character do you think Joss would get along with a lot? I would like to see you personally interact with Molly more. I think Molly deserves more screen time, and I think you guys would really click.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely Molly would be on my list for sure. I would love to have scenes with Kiki as well, because she's the best. I love her so much. And I would love to have scenes with little Scarlett.
Oh yeah. Okay. I see her. Yeah. We often share like the same days that we're working, so I see her mm-hmm. around all the time, and she's so adorable. Aww, yeah. She's so cute, you guys. So I would totally love to be like an older sister babysitter kind of thing with her, and I would totally love to interact with Kiki as well because I've always wanted to have scenes with her.
That's the thing. All the kids on the show are so freaking adorable. Like And I miss Emma so much. I miss her.
You know, I miss Mr. Brooklyn Ray. You know I do. That's my girl. I miss Mr. Brooklyn Ray every day. I do.
And another question I had for you was, okay, so it's not a secret to everybody here that I just adore Brian Craig.
She loves Brian Craig. You know like, already she loves Brian Craig. Yes.
Morgan was my man, and I really enjoy a lot the Corinthos family, like the kids. Mm-hmm. I love when they interact and, you know, brother, sister type of thing. How do you feel about, do you want Brian to come back? Because I remember those scenes, you know, in the hospital, and those made me really emotional with you guys when you guys were interacting. And how do you think Joss kind of, because I know she's still grieving about it. How do you think that's playing into everything that's happening right now?
I mean, I would love to have him back. I mean, obviously, I don't know what the deal with that is. Whether he's coming back, I have no idea. I've heard nothing whatsoever.
Yeah.
Obviously, I can't say that I would not enjoy him to have him back. I mean, I would totally love that. Seeing that reaction would be very interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's a total yes for sure. How she's playing into everything right now. I mean, I think you see it. When she's talking to people, when she's lashing out at Sunny, for example. I mean, there's just so much, like, pain there. I mean, and you've seen the pain as well, whether it's at the funeral or I'm talking really in any scene I have that's really not with Ingo because I'm always so happy when he's here. you can definitely see it. I think, I mean, especially for me, I can definitely see that she's still grieving over him. Yeah.
And those are some of your best scenes is when you're lashing out at Sunny. Now,
there's more.
I go back and forth with this dude, right?
But, no. Obviously, but recently, Jocelyn does too.
Him and Carly have just been so painful. And I was so excited when they were getting married, not because I particularly, like, enjoyed them as a couple. I do. But because I finally felt that those characters were kind of getting settled and, okay, they're done with the back and forth with these relationships. And I'm just really kind of upset that, just like Julexis, that the writers kind of dug them into a hole. And I just want them to stop with the relationship drama. You know, I think there's so much more story out there for them. And they're amazing actors.
I know. I feel, I mean, I feel the same, too. I mean, I think I think it would be better for both of them for it to be over, honestly. I mean, there's other characters. I don't know what the deal would be with other characters. Yeah. But, I mean, I definitely feel like this is the last straw. I mean, like, losing your child. I mean, how much more painful can it get for you? Like, true. I don't understand it. I do not understand it.
Horrible. Worst GH death ever.
It was so one of them, by far, yeah.
ever?
Silly Simran, ever? Or is that just, you know, I mean, oh, no.
Well, I don't get to see that booty anymore, so it's very difficult.
It's disappointing. It's very disappointing.
See, now
okay, one more thing. If you'd let me just say one more thing. Mm-hmm. I love Jason and Sam. I really, truly do. I love what they've had and all this stuff, but I'm going to need them to chill for a second. I love them, but just stop, please.
You're not going to hear a disagreement from me.
Well, thanks for calling in, Ms. Simran. We're glad you made it on, that you saw
us. Thank you so much.
You got to get through.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Eden. You're doing an awesome job.
No problem. Thank you so much for calling.
Take care.
And the chat is educating me about soap Twitter. Apparently that is a thing.
Yes, it's soap Twitter.
Yeah, it is a real thing. Thank you so much, Grace and R. Melvin fan, you guys, for teaching me something about
soap Twitter. Because there's black Twitter, there's soap Twitter, there's all kinds of different Twitters, there's sci-fi Twitters, like people get on who have the same kind of passion. They overtake things. And
I'm
the
queen of nerd Twitter.
Yeah, there you go. But people have brought up, actually, I forgot about this. Finn and you were friends at first in the beginning, and little Roxy the lizard, because you like lizards.
I know.
They said, what happened to that?
I totally missed Finn. As soon as you said Michael Easton, I was like, oh, I totally remember that. That seems like so long ago.
It does, actually.
I think it was. Yeah. Like, no, but that was great. And I totally thought that Michael and Laura were having something going on there chemistry.
For a second, I agree.
Everybody else felt the same. Chemistry together, too. And the lizard, obviously. The lizard, actually, I never saw him or met the lizard, in real life.
Oh,
but
okay.
He apparently had his own camper. No, was it a camper? It was like he had his own dressing room or camper or something that. Yeah. And it was just so ridiculous. It was so funny, though.
That's so funny. So you nervous to see him.
Aww. I know. And Carly could hook up with Finn, because I know we were saying, who could they hook up with?
That's true. I liked them together.
I really liked Finn. Yeah.
I did.
Finn was really, he was so nice to Jocelyn.
So the person in the chat wrote that up, I forgot about, thanks for reminding me, I forgot about that. I liked Carly and Finn together.
Yeah, yeah, that was cute. I liked him too. I was so obsessed with Michael.
Wait, what do you think about that?
What do I think about that?
Yeah,
one thing I want to ask you is, earlier when Jax came back, one of the few earlier times, he wanted to take you out to dinner. I think maybe it was about the time when the old Nell thing was started bubbling up. But he took you out to dinner or at the Floating Rib? Floating Rib.
Do you feel like
Jocelyn, like, I love the Floating Rib.
Eating at the Floating Rib.
That felt such a weird place to take Jocelyn to.
I've had so many scenes of me eating.
Yeah,
I can probably count. So that, was I eating ice cream? One time I had a really big bowl of ice cream. And then another time I had when Jax made waffles. Yeah, he made waffles and I was with Laura and they made waffles and I was eating the waffles and the waffles were so good that I had to ask the set director what kind of waffles they were, because I had to actually eat them. And then I was eating something. I'm always in the Floating Rib. I can't even count anymore. The Floating Rib, it's just the go-to space.
I want to see ribs be eaten. I have seen no ribs being eaten at the Rolling Rib. I want a good rib in there and in a scene. Please, come on. Sounds good to me. I see potato salad over there, nice little ribs.
And where's Mac at?
Yeah, where's your buddy Mac? Yeah. Where's Sean T. York? What's he doing these days?
Why isn't he behind the bar?
Yes.
What's he doing?
Yeah. What's he going? What's going on?
I don't know.
Hello, we've seen Felicia. We haven't seen him.
Yeah.
Bring back Mac.
He's working the night shift, so that way we don't get to see him that often.
Yeah. All right, so last thing before we go, I wonder, are you going to the Emmys next week?
I'm going.
Do you have your dress?
So something super exciting is, I don't know if anybody on here knows who Sherry Hill is.
Oh, I do.
You
do?
Yeah.
I did a pageant once, so.
Sherry Hill reached out to style me.
Ooh,
so wow. I was dying because I went through a phase where I was obsessed with giant, poofy ball gown dresses, sparkly, everything. So to have her reach out to me was insane. She actually reached out to me to style me for prom.
Okay.
I'm not in high school.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, okay. So she was like, really? Like, because everybody thinks that I'm older than I am.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So she's like, is there anything else? And I was like, yes, actually, there's the Emmys. So I have... And so she was like, pick out your favorites. So I picked out my favorites, and I tried one on 2 days ago. Okay. I love it.
Okay.
They just have gorgeous. The best sparkles. Like, I like to try on the pretty dresses still sometimes.
No, it was so great. So I am going that, and I'm so excited. And I actually want to have one of the makeup artists that does my makeup on GH do my makeup for the Emmys. Because I love her so much. Shout out to Louisa.
You're welcome. Have fun.
Cool.
You guys, so we won't be on next week because of the Emmys. We will not be on. I will be in Sacramento celebrating my grandson's birthday, so I'll be doing that.
And I'll be on a boat to Vancouver.
And Frank
I'll just be crying alone somewhere in the corner.
But we'll be back May 7th, and that is actually my birthday episode. I'll be celebrating my birthday. Another year, you guys. Another year. The gray hair, my goatee.
But just early heads up, Donnell Turner could not come in.
He couldn't come in.
Out of a cake.
Donnell's my buddy. It's my bromance. And he actually felt really bad. He's going to be across the country. He couldn't make it for my birthday. So I might have someone else come in. Mm. You never know. Mm. I'm talking to some people right now. But we'll both be off next week. So we'll be watching. I heard it's streaming, so I don't know where exactly to find the Emmys exactly just yet.
And Carolyn Hennessy is doing some hosting for that.
Yeah, she's hosting. Carolyn Hennessy, our girl, our friend of our show, who's been on our show several times, will be also doing hosting on the red carpet, I believe, or something like that. Doing that. So we're happy for her, too. And congratulations to all the nominees from General Hospital. We're rooting for you.
So many, fam.
There's so many, yes.
So many.
We're rooting for you. Yes.
Carly.
Yes.
Chloe.
Sunny. O'Neil.
Chloe. Yeah. Yeah. So many.
Yeah. Nancy LeBron is nominated. Yeah. Fiona Hughes is nominated. I mean, there's a lot of great nominees. But the show itself is nominated for like writing and directing and best show. And we're hoping you guys take home all the gold. As we hope so.
I know.
Speaking of Fiona Hughes, just like we just one shout out since we weren't here last week, just like the throwdown between Michelle Stafford and Fiona.
Yes.
I love that.
And they're friends in real life, so it's so funny to watch this. Oh, that was hilarious.
You see your face pressed down in the glass. Yes. That was a good shot.
I want more of that.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. You guys, that's another show for you guys. So we're back in 2 weeks. Eden, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, everybody that's watching this. This is, I love this. I love it here.
Well,
you're welcome and
back
anytime.
When your story gets really heated up, come back.
I will.
I'm sorry about it. Frank, tell me where can find you.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie.
And Eden, where can I find you on?
So Instagram's at Eden McCoy, Twitter, Real McCoy, and Facebook, I think, is Real McCoy as well.
Or Real Eden McCoy.
Real
on Twitter.
Eden McCoy. I don't know.
Yes, you can find her. Don't
just find me. I have the blue check everywhere, so.
She's verified, everybody.
So just look me up.
And Miss Lucretia?
Well, since I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys, you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
And I'm James Lott Jr., of course, and you can follow me at James Lott Jr., where all James Lott Jr.'s are sold. Stay tuned for Young and Restless wrap-up and bold breakdown later on tonight here on AfterBuzz TV. See you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.